Because you can handle the truth. Truth.
The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear, we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. Second hour of the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Statmiller, with you on this Thursday, 27 of May, 2019. And we've got Steve Elkins on board. Steve, you know, I caught myself the other day saying something. I was reading some things by Teddy Roosevelt and the ex-mayor of New York, and I quoted it as being the 19th century. And actually, it was the beginning of the 20th century. But in my head, you know, I don't think we're in the 21st century. We're not there. We're kind of on the outskirts of it. What is this, 2019? We're 19 years into the century. But I don't, I look at that as century past. You know, you say 21st century, yeah, okay, we're going into the 21st century. But I think of it as being, you know.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying.
Yeah. So I just want to let listeners know that, because, you know, sometimes I will say things and it it actually reveals how my thinking is structured rather than how you're interpreting it. Did that make any sense?
Question for you.
Yeah.
Question for you. Steve Voss, have you contacted him?
No.
Okay.
I decided to let this thing go because I think the last thing that Steve needs right now is a reason for these people to boot him. I know Steve. I've known him for a number of years. I know him to be a good man. And I was not going to put him on that spot, so to speak. I know other reporters have tried to do so from mainstream, but you notice something? He's not said or done anything that has brought attention to himself in post stories of that shooting out there. It just disappeared. So, yeah, I made a conscious decision. I thought, you know, should I or shouldn't I? And I thought, you know what? The mainstream media is leaving this one alone. I am as well, because I know the man. I know what he believes. I know what he thinks and how he thinks. I know him that well. I thought, you know what? I'm not going to, you know, for the sensationalism of it, or for the, you know, up to the date, you know, let's get the current victim on the stage and watch him bleed kind of thing. No. I thought, I'm going to leave this one alone.
Fair enough.
All right.
Question. That's it. Yeah.
Was the answer too long for the question to ask?
No, I was just curious. I thought about it when I heard your theme song. My wife, by the way, loves that theme song. She loves the words. There's a lot of meaning in the theme song, and she loves that. And I thought about, hey, that's Steve Voss. Let's ask that guy.
And here was a guy that was really talented, and you're not hearing him on any major record label because they tried to destroy him because of who and what he is and what he wrote and sang songs about.
Right.
Wow. We get all the rap, crap, knuckle-dragging stuff you'd never want to puke over, but no. We can't have anything like this, wholesome, and, you know, no, can't have that.
Nope.
Gosh, I'm... what the cultural devoid, or the cultural void, I guess is a better term, that we see in this country is manufactured, folks, going to the lowest common denominator in this country, and that is a real shame. Rather than exalting the better parts of human beings living in America. No, 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 no. We have to go to the absolute dregs and then call it entertainment. You know, I'm sick of Snoop Dogg and his screwed up hair. I'm sick of this guy. What is he and what does he represent?
Well, you know his background, right?
No, I don't.
He was a major drug dealer on the streets. Had he not had a little bit of, actually, I won't say talent. Somebody thought he did, and he was a rapper. But the guy would have been dead before 30 had he not been discovered. He was on his way to the prison, big time prison.
So, well, but he's regarded from all walks of life, all colors, all stratas, as being cool. Yeah, he ain't cool to me. He's never. Every time I see this guy's face, I go, "What the hell is it about this guy?" Because he likes football, he likes sports, he likes baseball. Okay, there's probably loads of people in prison that like that too.
Yeah.
Anyhow, hey, I've got this guy that's been hanging, and forgive me, sure. I had computer problems and my call screen disappeared. Chance in West Virginia. Go ahead, Chance.
Yes, well, John, hello, Steve. You know, it's unbelievable how things are getting more and more bizarre. It's like reading Alice in Wonderland all over again. Here we got these mental insane asylum patients accusing the institutional medical staff of the ones that are being crazy. See the irony in all this?
Did you get his point, Steve? Because I missed it.
Yeah, I did. I understand. It is. Yeah. You know, you and I are about the same age, I think, Chance. So we're about the same age, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and We are starting from a different. We're at the same base of what we've seen, what we had, and what we lost, versus these new kids on the block here that don't. Well, they start from a different baseline than we do, and so I'm saying, and I think you agree. We've talked about this before, you and I have off air, that we understand the losses, and that's why the hurt is so great. That's why I'm so angry, because of what I've lost, and I know I'll never retrieve and get back. And I get very angry. Last 4th of July, I got pretty dang hot. And I'll probably get hot again this year, too, because of all the fools will be out there with their fireworks and their beer and their hot dogs, looking up at the sky and saying, oh, we're free. Well, we're not free. We're not free at all. We're losing more freedoms every year. And as soon as this 5G really takes off, guess what? You're going to have less freedom than you ever had before, because this cell technology, this 5G technology, is going to spy all over you. It's going to be spying on you, surveying you, and storing data on you.
Yeah. Steve, it is more about the celebrating the celebration than it is that what 4th of July really represents. I mean, it's party time. It's like New Year's. Oh, we get to put the old year away, and we're looking forward to the new year. And basically, it's a general excuse to get together and party too much and puke too much and eat too much. And you get the idea. It's a party about the party.
Yeah,
it's not about the day any more than any reverence for President's Day. They lump that all into one day. We celebrate all the presidents on one day.
Yeah, well, we got this weekend coming up. What? We got Memorial Day.
Yeah.
And what's Memorial Day? It's a big day for commerce, right?
That's exactly right.
Let's forget about Memorial Day, what it stands for. Let's go buy some new furniture and some new beds and a new mattress, and let's just go spend lots of money and forget about what it really means.
Yeah. Chance, anything else?
Yeah, I'll never forget. I don't know what age I was. I was a little kid, and me and my family were out on a weekend drive. And there was a mental institution in the distance that we passed. And my daddy, God rest his soul, I just thought of this. He said, one day all those people will be out, and we'll be the ones that will be in there. And I'm wondering if he might be right, if he might have been right.
I thought you were going to say your dad said those people all be leaving that mental institution, and they'll be up in Washington.
That's a more appropriate analogy.
Working for you, your representative right there.
Yeah, but accusing Trump of being crazy, it just goes to... And these people are stone-cold nuts. And, there's no limit that they won't exceed. This is how bizarre it's getting.
Again, let me point out, Chance, that the Republic stood for the rule of law, the law itself. And now we got the democracy, socialist, anything goes, we'll promise you anything, free this, free that, free... You know, they've gone well beyond the free Obama phones, haven't they? Now they're for student loan forgiveness. Now they're for free health care. And none of this stuff is free. And they will not answer the question as how in the hell are you going to pay for this? This wonderful idea.
AOC did answer that question, John.
Oh, and how did she answer it, Steve?
They said, how are you going to pay for all this stuff? And she says, well, you just do. You just pay for it. That actually was her answer. She didn't have an idea to take it from here or there.
Well,
she simply said, "Well, you just do it. You just pay for it. You just pay for it."
Yeah, because she probably has money trees growing in her backyard, I suppose. Right?
It was alluded to today. The upcoming budget, you know, expense for the government and what we need for money to pay for stuff. It's been suggested Donald Trump is once again going to raise the debt ceiling. How do you just keep doing this?
Well, that's like you raising, you know, calling up Visa and say, you know, I know I've got a $20,000 limit. I'm having a hard time. I'm right at $20,000. Give me another $10,000, and I can't make the monthly payment. So give me another $10,000 extension. Would you do that, please? You think Visa will do that for you? No. Actually, I think it should be a law that you can't do that because that doesn't show fiscal responsibility. You have to live within a budget. I live within a budget. You live within a budget. Chance, you live by a budget. Why can't the government live by a budget? Why do they have to take from here and steal from here, rob Peter to pay Paul? Just live by a damn budget.
And again, rather than raising the bridge, let's lower the water. I don't know what the thinking here is, but the government needs its money, and they're not collecting enough revenue. So we're going to do what? We're going to give ourselves permission to borrow more and to put the American people, not Donald Trump, not his cabinet, not the Socialist Party, not the Republicrats, not the politicians. See, they're above this. This is for us. It's not for them. They don't have to worry about Obama Affordable Care Act. That's not the insurance that they have. Okay, none of this stuff touches them. None of it. So, you know, rather than come out and say, okay, we got a bloated government. We got a government that is peeing away money right and left, getting us in debt we can never get out of. Rather than make that admission, I don't know why Donald Trump doesn't do it, Steve, but I can almost guarantee he's going to raise the debt ceiling. We'll give ourselves permission to further erode this country and its financial basis, and we're just going to run it into the ground.
Yeah.
Hey, we got calls. You know, we got calls up here.
I would take from the military budget, cut it in half. I really would.
Well, I would do what Ron Paul suggested. We don't have to be the world savior. Mm-hmm. We have not gone into any situation and made it any better. It's always been worse. We destabilize it. We continue to help destabilize. Then we replace the regimes, and all this fighting and death breaks out. We are not doing anybody any favors. Ron Paul's approach to this, he said, the military needs money. I'm all for getting anything they want. But here's the caveat. We shut down all these damn bases around the world. We bring our troops home. We'll have more money than we know what to do with for the military, to do upgrades, to do whatever we need to do. And he was exactly right.
Yes, he was.
All right, let's go. Chance, thank you for your call. Let's go to Sherry in Kansas. Hello, Sherry.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hello. You know, this deal about them wanting Trump's tax returns, you know, I always thought it was a big deal, and I don't know why the Republicans didn't make a big deal about it, was that Obama tied up all his past records. And now that he's out of office, they got to be spending buku bucks on this all this Secret Service crap that they give them for the rest of their lives. I sure wish some of these hackers, people that are good at this hacking, would come up with those and expose those. Because I think that there's a that he didn't even have the right to be president, in my opinion.
You know, Sherry, if you could think about just the fraud itself in government, how much money is wasted, how much fraud there is in government, how many times have we heard the Pentagon lost $3 trillion here, $3 trillion here? If you could just find that fraud and eliminate the fraud, do you know how much money we would have for this country? Just
well,
the
yeah,
fraud alone.
You know, Catherine Austin Fitch, she's really exposing this. She's not getting the credit for it because I think they don't want to bring it out because of some of the things that she says that it's probably being spent on. But she's the one that's really been the bulldog on exposing fraud.
All right. I wish she was more available. I've tried to contact her before for an interview, and getting to her is like, I don't know. I don't even have an analogy. Hey, Sherry, anything else?
No, that's it.
Okay.
Thanks.
Thank
Bye.
You. Let's go. I want to play this clip after the break. And this will give you an idea or the psychology of the police and how they're conducting themselves. This was Craig Atkinson's short film. And it also included documentary footage and police training seminars that embrace the warrior cop mentality. So they're actually being taught this and it's being reinforced. We're sitting back in total amazement that this stuff is going on, that cops are actually doing this, and we're getting a little bit closer to the training that these cops are getting, and probably more importantly, the leeway that they're going to be given during their tenure as being a warrior cop. Let me go to Tim in Texas. Hello, Tim. Hello, Tim.
Hey, this is Ken in Texas, Fort Worth.
I'm sorry.
Okay. Hey, the Bilderberg Bozos are going to have this party in Sierra City, California in June. That's being reported in the Broad Street Beacon.
Okay.
But there's no date on it.
Just June.
Yeah, I can't find a date. I think happened is they come out at the last minute to tell where their party's going to be because American Free Press came in the mail today and it wasn't in there. And Alex Jones probably ain't saying too much about it, but it looks like it's going to be Sierra City, California, in June sometime at some hotel.
Well, the globalist, Mark Anderson just recently, if you read the American Free Press, he just recently wrote an article on globalists lying low. And
Good point. Yeah, I think they are.
Yeah, I think after all of these years, you know, and the phony reporting, I don't even want to get into that. Let me not dive down that rabbit hole. But people like Jim Guy Tucker would show up and actually have no news to bring you. He could only cover the event, the people that they caught attending it. But these are high-level globalist, corporate, political, give it a name.
Bozos.
Yeah. The them and never us people. And I often wondered, why do you cover this? Because they don't look at you as being a friendly. They're only going to let you know what they want to let you know. They're only going to give out what they want to give out, period. I mean, these are high-level meetings, and you're not invited. You stand on the periphery. You stand outside. But I've seen many people trying to make hay out of this, Ken. I really
and you know they don't. You know they don't conspire. You know that.
Oh, no. We'd never conspire. We just plan.
I'm going.
Okay. Thanks. That's my political friend that used to just call in with one-sentence zingers, and now he's getting wordier.
Wow. That's good.
Let me tell you what. Let me play this clip. This comes from Craig Atkinson, and I think you will find this, ladies and gentlemen, of value. It's got graphic content of which you won't see, but we'll have it posted on the website.
Now, folks, let's be honest. I grew up in a law enforcement family. Maybe there was a day when if a man was asked for an ass whooping, it's a cop's job to give it to him, yes?
Temple Rockford Ladder 2. Get back!
It is extremely graphic. It is that.
Well, that day is gone. If it ever existed, it's gone today. There is no action you can engage in. that will not be on CNN and YouTube tomorrow morning. You don't have to like it. You got to accept it. It's called reality. There's cameras and umpires everywhere. What we want in a modern liberal democracy in our army is we want to turn violence on and off like a faucet.
Now, you make the point that while killing may be an inherent taboo, it's something that can be learned.
The only way you make a frightened person react in a certain way is to drill it into them, to make it a conditioned response.
Conditioned response, that as soon as you see an enemy, right, you kill.
Every species, every mammal has a powerful built-in resistance against killing their own kind.
Now you begin the process of orchestrating the instruments together in a symphony of death and destruction!
This is Dave Grossman you hear speaking. He's been on, paid by the local police departments to train officers on his philosophy of killing. He's booked nearly 200 days out of the year, by the way. And who does he talk to? The people that commit the violence against other human beings.
Once you've made the decision to take a human life, you're a transformed creature, you're a predator. What does a predator do? They kill. Only a killer can hunt a killer. Are you emotionally, spiritually, psychologically prepared to snuff out a human life in defense of innocent lives? If you can't make that decision, you need to find another job.
Okay, now let me stop and digress here for a second. This guy was training military to kill. Psychologically prepare them to kill. But what's not really being told to you, is now he's talking to the police that are policing any town, USA. Keep this in mind, folks. You want to understand where this mentality is coming from? You got an inside look right here.
I told him not to reach for it. I told him to get his hand out.
You told him to get his ID, sir, and his driver's license.
Can I see your license, please?
Get out of the car! Get out of the car!
Why did you shoot me?
Well, you dove head first back into your car. Seatbelt violation, sir.
See, I just pulled it off right there at the corner to pull in the gas station.
Well, I got help coming to you, okay? I got help coming to you.
I got help coming. I just damn near ended your life. But I've got help coming. He pulled him over for a seatbelt violation. The man reached into his car too quick. He pulled, turned around, and he had in his hand his wallet. Don't worry. We're going to take care of you. We got help coming. And he's apologizing to the cop while he's laying there bleeding. I'm sorry.
Whenever we survey cops about use of deadly force, they consistently tell us that number one concern is what? Begins with an L. Lawsuits, liability, lawyers, I'm going to get sued. Do you understand? You can be sued for not shooting. Stand there and do nothing while people are murdered. What do they call that? Cowardice, malfeasance, dereliction of duty, deliberate indifference, blood on your hands. We might call it assisted suicide. Because the one that dies next might be you, yes? There's only one way out. Know the law, know it well. Get every training opportunity you can. Don't be afraid of being sued. Everybody gets sued. Just a chance for overtime. be afraid of being successfully sued. Ecclesiastes 3:3. Time to kill, time to heal. Appreciate you, brother. Good to have you on board. Stay hard. Mm-hmm. Hurrah.
Excellent. Thank you very much.
Proud to be a serviceman. Stay hard.
I'm not going to bother with the rest of this because it's videos that was thrown in this documentary. But, Steve, this is how you condition the law enforcement of America. That, you know, it's a decision you've got to make. Are you willing to make it? And these are the conditions you're going to face. And, oh, by the way, we all want you to get home safe. So officer safety is number one.
We see too much of this, John. I talked about this about 2 weeks ago, and I've investing in a little small body cam myself.
Yep.
And it's going to be on my seat belt going over my chest. You can't really tell it's there, and it's going to be on. Whenever I get pulled over, I hit the button. I'm not going to reach over for my phone. I don't have to. Just touch my chest right there, and boom, it turns on. And I'll have a record of what the stop, the pullover is about, and to make sure I cover myself. Yeah. I'm just tired of this. It's happening way too often. We're seeing way too many rogue police officers on the street. And you're right. Some of these guys are coming back from Iraq. They cannot turn off the switch.
Nope. When presented with a threat, what you do is you kill to preserve your life.
Yeah. They're taught to escalate, not de-escalate.
Thank you for saying that. You are exactly right. Because a routine traffic stop anymore is just an excuse to go further, to see what we can get.
Yep.
And that's why I was so distraught and disturbed when the FBI was actually sending out memoranda to all law enforcement in this country telling them that we've got a real problem. We've got the sovereign citizen out there, where the sovereign citizen was more about the rule of law, the Constitution, than anything else. Mm-hmm. But the FBI put it out as such that it was a terminal threat against you, the peace officers of America, because you're going to pull one of these guys over, you're going to have a chance to run into them on the streets of America, and the only thing they want to do is kill you. They don't want to talk to you. They just want to kill you dead in the streets. That's what the FBI did. It's disgusting.
Yeah, you and I have talked about this before, about the pullover, what to do. And to comply as much as you need to, but remember the Constitution is in your favor, but don't get killed over it, that's for sure. I like when you recommended calling your supervisor. Call your supervisor right now. Get your supervisor down here right now.
Yep.
And I tell you what, things usually change pretty fast.
They change so quickly, Steve, that it is beyond belief.
Yep.
Because now what has happened is this officer that has seen fit to pull you over, you've now taken the control and the power out of his hands and give it to one of his superiors, at which point in time, you're right, things change drastically.
Yes, they do.
And folks out there, I mean, I've been through the mill. I've been through it myself. I've seen many instances. I've seen court cases. I've seen it all. Well, I better not say that because something's going to happen tomorrow that's still going to shock me and surprise me. But I've seen a lot. Let me put it to you that way.
Well, I'm law-abiding, but I know trolling when I see it.
Yeah. Revenue enhancement, give it a name, give it a, you know.
Tell me my light didn't work, my taillight didn't work. I said, well, let me step out. No, don't step out. Don't step out. Well, I'm clipping my blinker on right now, and it seems to be working now. I know trolling when I see it, and I know when they're looking in your car, and then they, you know, can I look in your car? No, you can't. Well, what are you hiding? Nothing hiding. I'm just simply I'm upholding my rights as a citizen here.
Yeah.
And if you want to search my car, you're going to need a court-ordered search warrant to search my car. I'm not hiding anything, but I'm simply going to go by the rule of law here, and we are a nation of laws. We should follow those laws and stand up for those laws. So I'm not going to make it easy for you. Call your supervisor right now. Get your supervisor down here.
And they are being trained that those little trigger words that they respond once they make contact with you and you respond in a certain way that gives them, oh, you think they're the only ones that are pushing buttons? No, we push their buttons as well. They respond, only one thing is different. They've got the ability to pull out their service weapon and turn you into human confetti. That's the difference. We'll be back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
All right, we're back. Paul Craig Roberts, I know that you read this guy, and I do as well, and we post almost everything this guy writes.
True.
He puts in his latest post, he said, in my explanation today of the Assange case, I noted corruption in the British courts ruling. Former British ambassador Craig Murray identifies the corrupt act committed by the British judge, Lord Phillips, and he goes on to explain, well, his explanation. He didn't try to, he just put out the Lord Phillips explanation, and you can read that in the body of the story. It's got the links connected. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, folks. I swear your body parts won't fall off or your computer blow up. Everyone who's aware, he says, of the U.S. government's extraordinary criminal actions at home and abroad bears a heavy weight. The millions of people murdered, maimed, orphaned, widowed, and displaced by the gratuitous American military aggression comprise a holocaust of deaths based entirely on lies and false accusations in order to advance a secret American and Israeli agenda. He touched the third rail there. I suspect that the heavy burden of responsibility for mass murder and destruction committed in our name is the reason most Americans prefer the fake news fed to them about how good and wonderful and exceptional we are and how hard our government works to protect us from the nasty folks elsewhere. The storyline converts the illegal, brutal war crimes of the U.S. government against women, children, defenseless citizens, schools, wedding parties, funerals, farmers in their fields, and to glorious and brave defenses of our liberty and virtue. And if you want to watch the truth, the video leaked by Manning of U.S. troops enjoying themselves while from the air, they machine gun reporters and innocent civilians walking about the streets, and the follow-up by machine gunning a father and his two young children, babies who stopped to help wounded bleeding in the street. The leak of the video that they showed the true picture of Washington's wars is the reason Manning was tortured and imprisoned. It is the person who told the truth, not the criminals who committed the murders, who was punished. And he goes on to say, I agree that the fake story of American moral worthiness is much easier to live with than it is to bear the shame of the true story. But in the end, the fake story destroys our liberty even more completely than would conquest by a foreign opponent. People are more suspicious of an occupying power than they are of our own government, and are less likely to believe foreign occupiers when they lie to them. In contrast, a people's own government can trap them into false consciousness and keep them there with their fake news. Wow. Whenever one looks at the behavior of Americans today, from airline flight attendants to police to national security advisors to secretaries of state, one sees people devoid of moral conscience, integrity, compassion, empathy, and self-control. For unreasonable and petty spite alone, a female airline attendant on a long-delayed Southwest airline flight called police and had a man to whom she took a dislike to arrested and taken off the airplane. All of the passengers protested to the police that arrested the person, said that they had done nothing. But when the cops didn't listen, they had another victim to abuse. Was the victimization of this person the result of identity politics, teaching women to hate men? Very well could have been. I like what Keanu Reeves did one time, trying to take a flight from San Francisco, Steve, to L.A. It was delayed because of mechanical problems. Well, rather than sit there and bake and stew in your own juices, what Keanu Reeves did, he told the people on the flight, he says, I got an idea. This is a short flight any damn way. Let's get a bus and just take the bus ride from San Francisco to L.A. Guess what? They did. I don't want to get into the rest of the story here, but go to our website, folks, republicbroadcasting.org. Take these stories. Send them to people. Steve, you and I go through these news stories, and we read them all.
Yes, we do.
We read them in its entirety, and we get the message, and we want to relay that message. This is not done haphazardly. We don't have an AI picking top stories and just posting them on the website. This is done intentionally and with thought. So we would appreciate you spreading the message out there. Jim in New York. Hello, Jim.
Hey, John. I was listening you talk about some of the police. I'll never forget going upstate to see my mom in New York, and I stopped my car because I thought it I had a leak in the radiator, and a cop pulls over. The white Caucasian man was very nice, big guy, but that woman cop was looking at me, and she had an evil look in her eye, and she was looking at me like, this guy is easy pickings. Let's get this guy. He's easy. He's a skinny white guy. And I'll never forget the look in her eyes, like this guy's an easy collar.
You know, it's funny, Jim, that you should mention that because I was thrown in jail once for sitting there watching cops do an arrest. I was not impeding their investigation. I was just sitting there in observance. What pulled up afterwards behind me were a couple of cops. There were two male cops there and one female. And that very look that you just described, I saw it in her eyes. And I looked at these two male cops and I told them, I said, do not, gentlemen, under any circumstance, allow that creature to put her hands on me because I can see what she's about. They both looked at me. They both looked at each other. And guess what? That woman is no longer on the Round Rock Police Department force. They bounced
Thank
her.
Thank God.
Yeah, they bounced
they,
her.
They are dangerous.
Oh, buddy.
Because they, a big white guy, he can handle someone. These women, they're more apt to use a gun or a taser because they can't handle it physically.
Yep. That's true.
And, you know, they said it 50 years ago. There shouldn't be women cops. Yep. If you can't handle it physically, you shouldn't be there.
Right.
And I'll never, because she looked half, maybe Puerto Rican, half Puerto Rican, half white. She looked at me and she thought, this guy is an easy, skinny, white guy to get a collar. Of course, I won't go over near some 240-pound black guy because he's too tough.
Well, Jim, did she ask for your, did she ask you to identify yourself? Did she ask for ID?
No. The white male was very nice. Yeah. I explained, well, I'm just checking my radiator. It looks like the heat is up and...
Well, sometimes they use that excuse just to say who you are and to shake you down there because you're doing something.
The guy was nice, but I'll never forget the look in her
eyes. Well, okay, look, Jim, let me cut to the quick on this one because you now have said that three times and we get that. What was the end result of this just pulling over to help you stop?
The white guy just said, well, we'll come by and, you know, if you're here a half hour from
there you
now,
go.
We'll check on you.
Okay, but that...
Thank God for him.
Yeah.
Thank God for him,
yeah.
Because
right.
If it was just her and her friend, I would probably would have been collared.
I understand. Okay, Jim, thank you for your call. I had the exact same thing happen, but I was smart enough to look at the other two cops and appeal to their sense of, you better put a leash on this one.
You know, John, I always find that they actually have an excuse now to ask for your ID, though. I've seen them do this. You're pulling it over your car. You have your hood up. They pull up. Instead of saying, hey, what's going on? Well, my car's overheating. I got a little problem here. First thing is, can I see your ID? What for?
Yeah.
What did I do wrong?
Yeah.
Well, I just asked for your ID.
Yeah.
But what did I do wrong? Well, now you're questioning it. And now you've given them suspicion and reason to shake you down and make more trouble for you. I don't know, John.
Well, and most people have this in their minds when they're asked, okay, why are you asking me for my ID?
Right.
Well, I'm by law allowed to do that, and you can't refuse me. Oh, yes, I can, because did you see me committing a criminal act? If I'm outside of my car with my hood up, we can deduce here that I was driving the car and I had a problem. Do I have a driver's license? But let me ask you the question. Why are you asking me for my ID or my license? Did you see me committing a crime? That at that point in time, folks, if you're faced with a situation that you're uneasy about this, let's hit the reset button. What we talked about earlier, Steve, call your supervisor.
That's right.
Stop it right then and there. Jim, thank you for your call. Let me go to Gary in California. Gary, what's on your mind?
Barry, with a B.
I'm sorry, Barry. We seem to have a problem here getting the right names and locations of people, but be that as it may, go ahead.
That's okay. Today I heard an interview on YouTube, and he's a whistleblower. Since you were talking about whistleblowers, have you heard of Bradley Birkenfeld?
Bradley Birkenfeld?
Yes.
No, I have not.
He has a book, Lucifer's Banker, and the name of the website is lucifersbanker.com. And he worked for this Swiss bank, the U.S. the USB.
Okay.
Anyways, he found all these accounts that were for drug smuggling, money laundering, sex slaves, all kinds of illegal stuff. And he reported it to our government, and they did absolutely nothing. But he is the highest paid whistleblower in the history of whistleblowing. And he would be a really good interview. If you check out his website, lucifersbanker.com, it was really, really, really good. And Hillary, it was called the Swiss Bank scandal a while back when Obama was president.
Okay, and the website again is what? Lucifer's what?
Banker.
Lucifer's Banker with an S after Lucifer. Lucifersbanker.com.
Okay, very good. All right.
Yeah, and Hillary was the criminal investigator while she was Secretary of State.
Oh, that's probably a good reason why it didn't go any further.
Mm-hmm. So, and he got all that money for doing it, but then the government put him in jail. So you really need to check him out.
All right.
You know, John, I didn't know, but in April, there was a certain day on April. I can't recall what day, but there was an actual day that C-SPAN had. It was called Whistleblower's Day. And where they commended those people who stepped forward and told the truth and blew the whistle on corruption and crimes. And it's evidently, it's subjective, because when we see something what happened to Bradley Manning and to Julian Assange and to Edward Snowden, I guess it's subjective. But I was amazed that they even had such a day. I never heard of it. I think it was the 19th of April, but it's Whistleblower's Day commending.
Wow.
Yeah, amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Because what do we do to whistleblowers in this country? We discredit them. And if you got too big of a following, we try to nail them in court. And if we can get away with it, we'll just kill you.
Right.
I call that being Breitbarted. Andrew Breitbart, not the same Breitbart news as it was when he was alive. And here was a guy that they didn't want to take the chance. He had some videos on Obama. And, well, let's send out the message that you don't fool around with Mother Nature, or you don't mess around with the Obama administration. Otherwise, we'll kill you.
More like trafficking, too.
Yeah, like trafficking.
You get a lawnmower put on top of you.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Any other calls there? No? Okay.
800- or end up like Bill Cooper, too.
800-313-9443. Well, Bill Cooper, my assessment of that, he got too sloppy and he allowed himself to be put in a position to be killed. And that was unfortunate. And there wasn't anybody playing watchdog for Mr. Cooper, because he pretty much ran everybody off. Nobody was a friend. Nobody could get close. I know Bill Cooper. I've had dealings with Bill Cooper. And I'm not saying anything was wrong with what he was reporting, but it was his approach on how he was doing it. And he shut everybody off. He slammed the door in everybody's face, so they were able to take him out without much fanfare.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Any more callers?
Nope. 800-313-9443, if you'd like.
Let me throw something by you here real quick.
Opine? Yes.
You ready?
Yep.
I had another scenario just like this, exactly like this, but Keith Rogers sent me this. Representative Jim Coopers, Democrat from Tennessee, net worth. I'm trying to do the math here. In 2005, his net worth was $4,089,020. And in 2015, 10 years later, he's $30 million richer, $30,359,528, an increase of $26,270,508. An increase of 642.5%. Understanding that this representative makes $174,000 a year, do the math. How the hell do you come up with that kind of sum of money? Kickbacks, insider trading. How do you get that kind of money, John?
What was the guy worth, and what span did he go from zero to multi-multi-multi-million?
He went from $4 million to $30 million from 2005 to 2015, an increase of $26 million.
Oh, just playing good politics, I would imagine. Yeah, no, nobody enriches themselves by going into public office, do they?
Yeah. Well, Rick Scott did the same thing. The governor of Florida had the same scenario, and he was running for senator against Nielsen. Nielsen pointed it out. It made one day's news. And for some reason, he was up to $50 million when he was worth $10 in a very short period of time. And nobody seems to give a damn of how politicians go in at making $174,000 a year.
Aren't we just assuming here all good boys deserve favor, and favor is thrown their way if they're good people?
I guess.
Yeah. Do you know what fascinates me? It used to be in this country, people were drug kicking and screaming into public office. Because it wasn't much of a payout, and it was hard, and it was arduous, and it made a lot of gray hairs. Now people will kill for the opportunity to get into that office. Isn't that amazing how that changed?
Yeah.
All right. Let's take this break. We'll be back. Steve Elkins has been my sidekick here on this Thursday. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, and this is the National Intel Report. We'll be right back.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Back. Let me snag this last call. Stephen in Philadelphia. Hello, Stephen.
Hello.
Hi.
There's a very interesting video on YouTube about what to do when you're pulled over by a cop. And it's by Eddie Craig, who is a retired deputy sheriff. And he talks about what to do to preserve your life and also what to do legally. And I'll just give you one example. The conventional wisdom is when you get pulled over, you show the guy your driver's license and your registration and your insurance. Mm-hmm. And if everything goes well, he writes you a ticket and you're on your way. But he says that's the last thing you want to do, because if you are a licensed driver of a registered motor vehicle, that puts you under his jurisdiction. Whereas if you don't have those documents, then you're not under his jurisdiction unless you've committed a real crime. And so he suggests that you invoke your Fifth Amendment right to remain silent and not present these documents.
Let me ask a question real quick here. When a police officer pulls you over, he's already got the license plate reader. He could run your plates, and his plate, his reader, will pull up your picture on your driver's license. He'll know if you're, just by looking at that picture, when he walks up, you're the same person. I'm not, you know, like, this is strange, because I think we're given too much information. I understand what, you know, if he pulls you over for an infraction for driving too fast, okay, I understand, show the driver's license, insurance, all those things, registration, okay, but what we're talking about here is trolling.
Yeah.
Looking in your vehicle and saying, you know, I see something I think I want to take a look at, and then finding a reason to get that permission and using some intimidation factors to have you comply because you fear the police or what they may do to you. And then just giving up your rights to say, okay, go ahead and search my car. And like John said, call that supervisor, because I'll comply with the pullover for speeding or an infraction, traffic infraction, no problem. If I did something wrong, he'll say, you did this, okay, fine. See your insurance, all this stuff, you hand it over, that's fine. But I know trolling, and I've seen a lot of trolling. I've had people pull me over for trolling, saying, well, you were going a little slow.
Yeah.
You stayed in the lines, but something just didn't seem right about you.
Yeah,
You know, and I don't like trolling. That's what bothers me, and that's why I'm getting the body cam.
Well, Stephen, the way I've learned to handle this one is I keep the car licensed and insured, but what I've done is I've allowed my permission slip to expire, and they don't know what to do with that. And 9 times out of 10, when a cop won't deal with that, he doesn't want to show up in court. He can write you a ticket for not having a license. And the usual thing is, oh, well, they give you so much time to show up in court with your license, and then we'll drop this ticket. He doesn't even want to go through that. Mm. And the cop will tell me, oh, you know, your license is expired. I'm going to look at him and just grin and say, yeah, I know. I just look at him and go, oh, really? So your intent right there to break their law was not apparent. And this is going to be a pain in the butt. And unless you ran somebody over in a street or killed somebody's kid or ran over their dog, generally that's enough for the cop just to say, hey, have a nice day. Get your license renewed.
Well, he does talk about preserving your life. He goes into great detail. So I would urge you to look at it. You'll find it very interesting.
All right. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. All right, Steve.
Thank you.
All right. Folks, have a good Memorial Day Monday. I'll say that on behalf of Steve Elkins, because we won't be there Monday. I'll be back tomorrow with another edition of the National Intel Report. And Sunday, when is your show on, Steve?
I am on 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Prime time on Sunday. How did you manage that one?
Well, there was a vacancy.
You knew a guy that knew a guy.
Yeah, I did.
All right. Thanks, Steve.
You're welcome.
And thank you for being here today, folks. Make a donation to the network. Have you forgotten?
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned, Since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN.